You hurting your own feelings, sis. This is the Still Dope as Fuck podcast. I know it's been so long. It's been actually 2 months since I've recorded. A little over 2 months. But I am Ilea Nico. And just took some downtime. And in my downtime, I kind of went backwards a little bit. And then had to snap myself back together. And just had an epiphany this morning. It's Sunday, July 22nd, 2018. We got a lunar eclipse coming up on the 27th. There's a lot of karmic shifts that's going to happen. But we oftentimes sit up and we impress upon people our demands in life and different things that we want to happen. But we're hurting our own feelings. And what I mean by that is this. Anytime we force things to happen that are not a part of the flow of what we desire in this life, and also the flow of how our lives are going, then we hurt our own feelings. When we ask questions that we know good and goddamn well we know the answers to, we're hurting our own feelings. When we don't go for what it is that we truly want, we are hurting our own feelings. And, you know, I'm guilty of this too. I'm not going to sit up here and act like I'm not guilty, that I haven't been that girl or that woman or that queen or that empress or that goddess that's done that. I have. And, you know, we're all human. So, of course, with that being said, we definitely have to tell ourselves daily and affirm daily that we are love, we are joy, we are happiness, we are abundance, we are health, we are wealth. You know, we are not purveyors of that is not dope. We are purveyors of that is dope. You know, we got to stop hurting our own feelings. You know what I'm saying? We get with these guys, or if you're into women, you know, we get with these girls, or guys, if you're into guys, you know, we get with these guys, like I said before, that are, you know, not for us, clearly aren't for us. We get in business situations that don't pan out just because we have this mentality of lack. We feel like we got to make the money right now. It's right now, right now, right now, right now, instead of letting things go with the flow, divulging into our passions and not letting people tear us down with things that they know that they can't do, but they impress that upon you. You hurting your own feelings, sis. That's what you're doing. You know, every time we force things to happen in our lives, you know what I'm saying? I listen to Abraham Hicks. Sometimes I definitely watch Saltwater Hills Tarot. I watch True Brilliance on YouTube. These are people that are into the energies from a different perspective. And I know that I have some Christian listeners. I have some listeners that are free thinkers and free in their spirituality. I'm not trying to impress upon anything that I do and say that it's right. I do what works for me. I recently had on my personal Instagram, Ilea Nico, that, you know, I was sitting there getting my nails done and I was chilling, you know, and I had just gotten this ombre with the chrome on top. Now, mind you, I am not one to veer from my solid colors. I like opaque colors. I like things that match. I mean, my bras and panties match. My nails and toes match. I like for things to have some symmetry. I'm not really good with the whole asymmetrical thing. And I think that that's Libra in my ascendant sign that, you know, that allows that to happen in my life, because it's certain things I have to have balance in. Well, anyway, I realized, I was like, you know what? As I was sitting there letting my nail technician Miranda do my nails, and she just went on and on about how pretty my nails were, and she did an amazing job, but that shit did not work for me. Like, you know how you see people with certain things and you like what they have, but it doesn't work when you try it for yourself, but it doesn't work for you. It's the same thing in life. A lot of times we try to force shit to happen in our lives that ain't for us. Stay true to what you like. I had a professor in college. He was my typography professor. As you all know or may not know, if this is your first time listening to my podcast, I am a graphic designer by trade. I graduated with my degree in visual communications with the emphasis in graphic design in 2005, December 2005, from Kansas State University. I had a professor, and he was amazing, absolutely amazing. And his name was Robert Graham. And he told me, always go back to what works. That stuck out in my mind, because a lot of times we try to force and be renewed and do things that don't really work for us, instead of going back to the basics of what does work for us, so that we are on an even kilter, or we are on a high vibration. Because the thing is this, you know, you can step outside of yourself, step outside of your comfort zone, but implement what works for you on that higher plane. So you don't necessarily have to go and be complacent. This is not telling you to be complacent at all, not whatsoever, but go back to what works. You know what I'm saying? For you, go back to what makes you feel good, what makes you feel alive, what's not forced. You know, we try to force niggas to talk to us, or females to talk to us, you know what I'm saying, through a text message, and we get mad because we don't get the result that we want, or we force, you know, different things in our lives, you know, putting up certain pictures to get people's reactions, or you know, seeking out this attention that we should just be seeking in ourselves and developing ourselves. You know, this was really put on my heart, because I know I got away from my podcast, and reason being is because I wanted to implement a co-host. Right now I am a one-person show, and that always seemed to work for me for some reason. I always try to force this teamwork thing, but some people are not on the same frequency as me. Maybe somebody will hear this podcast and be like, you know, yo, she's dope, and I want to assist her in the co-hosting thing of the Still Dope as Fuck podcast. Maybe that'll happen. Maybe it won't. It's all good. But I had to put this message out because I feel like we hurt our own feelings with expectations. You're hurting your own feelings, sis. You are. You putting expectations on people that, you know, it really, why? You know, why? When we have these expectations, when we place all of this crazy shit on ourselves, or on people rather, excuse me, then we upset ourselves constantly, because guess what? We can't depend on other people to give us the happiness that we're supposed to seek in ourselves. And source lives within us. Source meaning God, or whatever higher power you believe in. That's your source. Your source of creation. Your source of belief. Your source of power. It lives in you. Place those expectations on you. Because you are the only person you can control. You can't control nobody else and what they do and what they say and what they have and all of that. Our subconscious mind controls everything. Our conscious mind is the ego, and that can prevent our subconscious mind from actively carrying out duties. When our subconscious and our conscious mind are not connected, that's the imbalance, and that's when shit don't go right. Then we find ourselves trying to impress upon people our expectations of what we want to go without doing the self-work. I took 2 months to truly do some hardcore self-work. I sat in stillness. I sat by myself. I would go out. I would, you know, go on dates and things of that nature, you know, and meet new people and see people I haven't seen in a long time. Get dressed up, beat my face, you know, get cute, go and hang out, go see friends that I hadn't seen in a while, you know, things of that nature, just to keep myself on a high frequency. And during that time of self-work, I definitely noticed a difference, and I noticed an elevation in my mindset, because, you know, I want to emanate so much positive energy so that I get that reflection back. I don't want to hurt my own feelings. I don't want to do that. That's whack. Because when I hurt my feelings, that means I'm low vibrational. And when I'm low vibrational, that means I can't manifest the shit that I want in this life. And that's not where I want to be. Yesterday when I was getting my nails done and I got that beautiful pale pink that looks like a bridal party pink, or it looks like it's very feminine. And I looked at my hands and I looked at my feet and I'm like, yo, I love this color. This is, you know, this is me. This is who I am. This is what I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about things that I love, things that make me feel good, a comfort. Not staying in a comfort zone, but being happy in where I am and what I like and what I love, and not veering from that. You're going to do things and make decisions in your life that's not going to make other people happy, and it's not their place to express that to you if it's for you. You do things that make you feel good. I decided to burn up a lot of past loves, names on a piece of paper, sage my apartment, burn incense, do all of these different things. I decided to do that because I wanted to release that negative energy. I wanted to cleanse myself of things that are no longer serving me and stop hurting my own feelings, holding on to past shit that I can't fix. I can fix it on my end. I can't fix anybody else. I can't make people want to listen to my podcast. I can't make people want to commission me to do their graphic design. I can't commission people to want me to be their brand ambassador. I can continue to do me, though. I can continue to love me, though. I can continue to develop myself as the woman, the goddess, the melanated beauty, the empress that I am, and emphasize my strengths so that I can be a reflection, so I can attract the reflection of what I am becoming. That's what I can do instead of hurting my own feelings by expectations and placing them on people because they don't do what I want them to do. Fuck all that. That's over with. Those days are done. There's a paradigm shift that's going to be coming. There's a lot of retrogrades happening right now. 6 planets in retrograde right now. We got 3 eclipses, one of which just happened last week. We got another one this upcoming week, and we got another one later on in the summer. It's a lot of energy shifts going on. The time is now. The time is now to love on yourself, women. Men too. We're in a place of so much hurt because we don't do no self-reflection. We sit up and we try to make things happen and make people do shit for us and make people be to us what we desire of them and not be the best self that we can be so that we can reflect that and get that shit back. We gotta work on ourselves first. It starts with numero uno, us, source within us. We can have whatever we want. We just gotta be on the right frequency to get it. That starts with self-love, with stillness. Sit back, sis. Light your candles. Collect your stones. Cleanse them. sit them in the sun. If you ground, do that. If you gotta sit and read the Bible, if you're a Christian, do that. Or your Quran, if you're Islam. You know what I'm saying? If you're just a reader, period. Get in the things that you love to do for you. Drink your tea. Drink your coffee. Right now, I'm doing keto. I decided that I was going to change up my eating plan so that I can burn all this fat. Girl, I done put all this damn weight back on that I done lost 2 years ago, almost 3 years ago. And now I got to get back on my shit. Because, see, I was off focus because I was not concentrating on my best self. And see, we fall off the wagon when those things happen, and then we expect people to love us and accept us no matter what when we ain't doing that for ourselves. Stop hurting your own feelings, sis. Stop that shit. Now, I know that I said in my past podcast that I was going to have a co-host, and I'm still working on that. I'm still working on my list of co-hosts, but I had to start it off like that. Stop hurting your own feelings. Stop impressing your expectations onto other people. People are who they are. Work on you so that you can reflect that love that you desire. And if you ain't getting it, fuck it. Move forward. Don't sit and bask in disappointment. Stay high vibrational, high frequency, so you can continue to attract the things that you want. If there's things that's not happening in your life, it's because you're not on that frequency to do that. They say walk in faith. Walk by faith, not by sight. But faith without works is dead. So that means if you sitting around just sitting on your ass expecting for shit to happen and shit to shape for you, you're not gonna get it. Because you have expectations that you're not placing on yourself, that you're not living up to for you. Anything that's not happening for you is because you got to do some self-work. We got to stop impressing on people or impressing upon people that certain things that we want in this life is up to them to make that come into fruition. In June, it was Father's Day. My dad came down here. That changed the way I've seen so many things. It further cultivated my love for my father, the love between father and daughter, past hurts of that little girl that was inside of me. It makes me really emotional because it's something that I've always desired, to be on an equal plane with my dad and to share those moments and get to know him. And it was just me and him, and we celebrated Father's Day together. I treated him the entire time. I showed him that, you know, even though I had such expectations of a father, you know, and he may not have been able to live up to what my expectations were, I'm good. And the reason why I'm good is because I have been able to connect with source and, you know, go to therapy and have a good support system. Not that my dad wasn't in my life. He was. He just wasn't what I thought as a father he should be. But we also have to think that when it's a person's first time doing something, they may not know what to do, or that may not be in their personality to do it. And so that I had to change my paradigm and how I thought about things so that I could allow the love that my dad has for me to show in my life. I had to process that. I had to bask in those moments. Maybe it was meant for me not to do my podcast for the last couple of months. I don't even know. It might have been longer than the last couple of months. It might have been the last 4 months. I don't even remember. That's how out of that zone that I was in. But today, as we're in Leo season or approaching Leo season, let me check and see if it's Leo season. I don't even recall. Because like I told you, I do this shit off the dome. I don't, you know, I don't write notes or anything like that. I do it when spirit guides me to do this stuff. Hold on. let's just say we in Leo season, or we're not in Leo season. Excuse me. But that's to take charge. You know what I'm saying? It's that energetic time for us. Stop hurting your own feelings, sis. When we get in these relationships with people, or when we meet new people, I'll tell y'all a story. I met somebody. I was starting to kind of like him. I thought he was very handsome. I thought he was very, he was tall. He was dark skinned. He had a beard. Bald head. Nice smile. But he smoked cigarettes, and I wasn't really feeling that shit. And if he's listening, you know I don't feel that shit. You know what I'm saying? We don't talk right now because I found out that he was actually separated. And I'm not in a place mentally to take on such energy. You know, you're tied to somebody. You're bound. You're legally bound. Your heart is tied into that. You with this person for a long time. And I can't, you know, I'm not trying to interfere. We were not intimate, but we shared intimate conversations. We talked by the moonlight. We talked by his pool. We talked, you know, about the energies and about life and about relationships and about healing and all of these different things. However, it didn't necessarily work between the two of us, because there's, you know, two hurt people can hurt people, and people that are in the process of healing don't necessarily need to be. You need to be in stillness or do it, whatever it is that makes you happy. You ride bikes and shit. I'm not into that. You know, you got to do what works for you. I'm not into no damn cigarettes, even though I smoke hookah, you know. Shout out to the hookah chicks. Even though I smoke hookah, and even though I may partake in a little shampoo, I don't like cigarettes, though. I know that is just, I just don't like the smell of them. They make my head hurt. They just are not pleasant to me. And I feel like we have to, you know, we have to make sure that if we're going to do stuff, do it in moderation. If you're going to do it in moderation. Don't do it in excess or whatever. But that was something that didn't work for me. And he told me, well, you know, I'm free from my past relationship, and, you know, Monday through Thursday, you know, we can talk, but on my weekends are mine. And I was like, okay, well, that's cool. I mean, you know, there's certain things and requirements that I have also. And in the midst of our short stint of knowing each other and talking to each other and being around each other, I just felt like, maybe not so much, you know, maybe this is not for me. You know, I don't want to force the situation. First of all, I'm not into married men. Never have been. They've come across my path, but I'm not feeling that shit. I'm gonna be honest. I don't like it. It doesn't work for me. I am a single woman. I am progressive. I am beautiful. I am, you know, I have my own thing going on. I am free-spirited. I am compassionate. I am loving. You know, I cook, I clean, I carry on my business the way I carry on my business. I'm fun-loving, and that is deserving of a man that is not tied to another woman. So let's just get that out. If you do that, that's your business, and if that's what works for you, go on about your business, but that don't work for me. And that's going back to that being passionate about certain things and doing what works for you. That shit don't work for me. So I had to let it go. But he also felt like, well, maybe my heart was tied to somebody else or something else. And it is. Somebody that's very deserving of it. Myself. Stop hurting your own feelings, sis. Stop forcing these relationships. Stop forcing these people to love you. Stop forcing these people to pay attention to you. Stop doing things that are not you to get what you desire for yourself. Stop hurting your own feelings, sis. Drop them expectations. Only expect greatness out of yourself. Once we expect greatness out of ourselves, we can be the best self for us. And in turn, we will reflect that energy. This is the Still Dope as Fuck podcast. It is 12:04. Central Standard Time, Sunday, July 22nd. And I am back. This is Ailea Nico. I hope you enjoy this podcast. Please rate, subscribe to the podcast. I'm going to be posting I'm going to try to do it weekly, but if I can't do it weekly, please, 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 if you follow the Still Dope as Fuck page or my personal page at Ailea Nico on Instagram, if you know me from Facebook, my Facebook is /iNico. I have some really cool things in store. I'm finishing my website finally for iNico Creative. My personal website is coming out. I am doing some brand ambassador things for a couple of companies. I'm excited, and I have some other exciting things coming about. Please follow me. Please, reach out to me. If there's any questions you'd like me to cover in my podcast, if you're interested in being a co-host, if we vibe, if we gel, if we mesh, let's work. I'm all about positive energy and also, being passionate and also keeping it real and keeping it transparent. So with that being said, I thank you. I love you. I affirm that you have a wonderful day and you're still dope as fuck. Excuse me. Stop hurting your own feelings, sis. And y'all have a wonderful Sunday fun day. God bless you.